Hi everyone, it's Josh from Dungeon Boys, welcoming you back for another episode of Adventure as we play through The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. In our last episode, the party has an interesting conversation with the inhabitants of a magical well, and upon traveling to a new area, they're beset by a rabbit fellow with a long, long scarf. What secrets will we uncover, and what adventure will we find? Join us as we explore more of The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
Behold the splendor of it all!
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Alright, so each one containing it has three Herringon brigands and one sniper, so you got a big old group here.
Did somebody shit on the path in front of me?
Not yet!
Wait, one sniper?
There's a little brown log right in front.
Alright.
Rewind.
You guys might have forgotten that you're level 2, but you are level 2.
I don't know. Yeah.
So good luck.
Yes. Love that.
Luckily for you, they are brandishing clubs, and even if you roll... If you were to look at the crossbows, they are blunted. The crossbow bolts are blunted on the end, so you don't look like you're in too terrible of mortal danger. But that brand does look pretty hot. Our party now stares down Agdon Longscarf, the fastest and most dastardly of the brigands in Hither. He is backed up by two skiffs containing one... Herringon, which is a rabbit person sniper, as well as three brigands behind him. Remember the description of Agdon Longscarf. He's got some armor on. He's also got this long, blue, magical-looking scarf. He wields a small shield and a branding iron. Okay? So, to begin, Rusty, it is your turn. Initiative has begun.
Can we assume this is a magical branding iron? Like, it's not cooling down? Doesn't look like it's cooling off?
It doesn't look like it's cooling off.
Okay.
I want it.
Let's see. Well, with that slingshot I was going to trade away earlier, instead, I'm going to fling a ball bearing at dude.
Do it. Fling it.
I'm going to do it. Do you want me to keep track of how many of my 1,000 ball bearings I use? Okay.
Dang, I was just keeping track of me.
If I feel like you get close to using up a 1,000, I'll let you know.
All right, he's only got 996.
994.
Same thing.
Get your story straight. I keep track of him.
Cool.
That's a 23 to hit.
A 23 actually will hit Agdon Longscarf.
Ooh.
Actually.
I don't like that he had the check.
Yeah.
He's spicy.
That's a 4 damage.
4 damage?
Yes, sir-y.
Are you aiming for any particular part of him?
The
meaty bits.
Okay. That's
you point. Send a ball bearing...
Actually, no. I want to aim at the hand holding the brand.
Yeah.
Okay, you send a ball bearing that collides with one of his knuckles holding the brand, and it hits it, blood begins to leak down the front of his knuckles, and he says, "You all are going for blood? Well, that changes this fight entirely."
Oh, dang it.
Or does it?
What does it?
Brother, if you take bleeding damage for 4 blunt damage...
You hit a slingshot with a ball bearing on a closed knuckle?
Hey man, if he's that weak, that's fine. We'll go for blood.
Okay. Next, it's... What else? What are you going to move? What are you going to do?
Nah, I'm going to stay right there where I am.
All right. Cool.
I'll figure out what else I can actually do.
Next person is going to be sniper number 1. Sniper number 1 is going to throw up their crossbow and fire it at Rusty, who just tried to take out their leader with a ball bearing. Their crossbow shot is going to miss way high. Rusty, you feel a crossbow bolt fly over your head. It goes between the party and all of you notice it fly by. But again, as you notice it fly by, this is a blunted end of a crossbow that... They don't look to be... They either like to kill with blunt damage, or maybe they're not the most lethal band of brigands in the world.
They're here to capture.
Well, the last one, they usually just like to beat up, not kill. So I feel like this is the same...
The sniper...
Same company, or whatever it's called.
Sniper number 2 is going to fire as well at old Rusty. He is going to hit with his sniper. What's your armor class, first of all?
18.
Yes, he is going to hit you with his crossbow... we are going to roll some damage on that. He's going to hit you with 2 whole damage.
Ow!
The crossbow bolt slams into your shoulder, an armored shoulder, so it just rattles you a little bit, causing you some damage.
Nice.
It is now Agdon's turn. Agdon says, I heard you killed a few of my men. I was going to let it slide. But now it looks like you all are due for a beating. He jumps towards you. He long jumps before you, jumping right towards you, Rusty. And he's going to take his branding iron, and he's going to make a melee weapon attack on you.
I can take it.
He rolls a 17 to hit.
That ain't going to do it.
That ain't going to do it, but he's got multi-attack.
Oh, no.
So he swings once, you raise up, you're wearing a shield, right?
Yep.
He swings once, you raise up a shield and bounces brand away, but he is almost unnaturally fast, so he bounces his brand off your shield and swings again. This time, rolling a 26 to hit.
That'll do.
So he is right up on top of us now?
He is right up on top of you now.
In the grill area.
But he's got some extreme speed.
May I ask how far all of these people are? Well, the farthest...
We're doing five-foot squares on this one. On this one. So they're, what, 30 feet away-ish?
30 feet.
Let's see. He smacks you with that. Ooh, this one's going to hurt.
Not the spicy.
2, 5, 10 damage.
Oh!
With the brand. He sizzles you. He's finding some flesh with his brand. You are now magically branded. Rusty, as soon as he brands you with the iron, he disappears. You can no longer see him. It's as if he branded you immediately, and then as soon as the brand touched your skin, he was gone.
Is it just him or all of us now?
That's not a question that you should ask. That's a question that Rusty would have to deal with.
Mm.
But yeah, you can still see
him.
But to answer your question...
I was looking for a reaction from Rusty. Maybe he just didn't bother him.
Oh, I didn't know I was free to act at this point.
You guys are always free to speak.
Gotcha. Hey, where did he go? I'll take your word for it. I would reach out and see if I could feel him, but...
It's not my turn.
Okay, and as a bonus action, Rusty, please tell me what valuables you have on your body.
I have my hat of wizardry, my bag of holding, fairy dust, shrinking potion, and a magic bird, or regular bird cage made of iron.
A dexterity check would be a roll plus dexterity modifier, I believe, right? Okay, so what's your passive perception?
13.
A 13. Even though he immediately disappeared, you can feel a hand reach into one of your pockets.
Oh.
And you have the opportunity to, though he reached in your pocket, you're like, we reached down and swat his hand away, and you hear a voice say, oh, I'll get it eventually. And at the very same moment, he hops away. He hops back away from you, Rusty, and back to his place. Way over here. He has a very high amount of speed, so almost in a flash, the rest of you, like, saw him jump at Rusty, reach into his pocket, and then bounce away very quickly. And because you can't see him, you would not have known that he bounced away, so we'll probably negate any sort of attack of opportunity there.
And you guys can seriously see him.
Yeah, yes. We can see him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right there.
Based on our map, Rusty is here in the front of the crowd.
And I swing with, like, disadvantage. That's the way invisibility usually works.
We only got to be 5 feet away from him.
Right. It'd have to be a melee attack. Based on our map, I guess you guys aren't. Are you all within melee range?
It's, what was him slapping distance?
He would be in melee.
No, the dude, like, when he was right up on me, like, when he disappeared and they told me he's still there, can I, like, just swing in, like, a sweep and just have disadvantage on a melee attack? For opportunity of attack.
Swing wild.
You would only get opportunity attack after if he left your area.
So, didn't he jump back?
He jumped back after he turned invisible, so what I'm saying is you wouldn't have any way of knowing when he jumped back, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I'd still be reaching out to kind of swing.
He's swinging wild.
But you would swing before he jumped away, but it was already your turn. We're in the throes of difficulty of turn-based combat.
Yeah.
Now. Because, yes, of course, in real life, if someone jumped out in front of you, you would swing immediately, but your turn had already passed. So.
Invisible turn-based combat.
Invisible turn-based combat. Yeah, I would say at least what we have, Eric and Mick, who are probably there within five feet. If you got some reach on you, you guys can swing something at him as he jumps away if you like.
Can I do that? Wait, no.
I just gave you permission.
It's yeah.
Permission to use your permission,
sir. Do the thing.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, go for it.
The thing is now being done.
Nope, not doing that.
What'd you get?
13.
Alright, what are you attacking with?
Longsword.
You swing your longsword at Agdon Longscarf, and you whiff as he jumps away with blinding speed. Nick, what about you, sir?
I am gonna hit him with the old hex.
Gotta do a melee.
Gotta be a melee if it's an attack of opportunity.
Oh, I'm not doing attack of opportunity. I'm kind of I'm behind over here.
Gotcha. So it's currently, I'll let you know when your turn comes around.
Okay.
Brigand number 1, 2, and 3, they're all going to hop out of their boat and move up to their friend here to back him up.
They really make bloopy noises.
They bloop very much. Oof. It is now your turn, Nick.
Guess what?
You got hex.
I'm going to do hex. So, you place a curse on a creature you can see within range until the spell ends. You deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to a target whenever you hit it with an attack. Also, choose one ability when you cast a spell. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. There's more, but essentially it says if he dies, then I can use a bonus action to move to somebody else for an hour.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you have to aim at him? Do you have to...
It just does.
All right.
It just does. Okay. So, I want to cast that. And that is a bonus action.
To cast Hex?
Yes.
Okay, so you have now hexed him. Is there any sort of verbal or somatic or any sort of requirements? Do you have to look like any to add some flavor?
We never do material bonus.
I have a mute.
It has to be petrified, though.
I don't really care.
Verbal and somatic, so yeah.
Yeah. So once I get to a...
Big old fingers.
I've changed in my heart since we haven't gotten too high of a level. There's a level where I'm, for a type of spell, where subjectively I will begin requiring items like spells that bring someone directly back to life or somehow are like super crazy. You know,
the toenail of God.
But right now, no. If you otherwise needed,
you have
like...
I have a phase beast.
I do.
Throw that in there, see what it does.
Yeah. Ah, just chuck it in there.
Same thing.
So yeah, you do the Doctor Strange. Yeah.
Do the old thing.
Circling.
My good sir.
Wait, do we need to do a...
Can I also do a cantrip in this?
Yeah, you can cast a bonus action spell.
You should be
a cantrip in the same thing.
Bingo. Here we go. Sweet. So I've cast Hex. I did the thing. Oh, that was strange.
Okay.
Sling ring thing. All right. So we're going to do... Follow that up with the old Eldritch Blast. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's probably a slur.
But I would be damaged by that.
Okay.
So I'm going to do Eldritch Blast. And I actually have Agonizing Blast because I'm awesome like that. So I add my Charisma to the damage.
Okay.
So,
well, why don't you roll and see if it hits old Agdon?
All right, let's do it. It is a 5 plus a 5. Probably not really.
What was that? Why did you just do the double-handed roll there?
I was going to do the... I'm trying to roll the dice more.
Okay.
So I was going to do it over here, but I didn't actually need to hit the button. I was just trying to find... That's my plus 5.
So you chose the dice roll.
I chose the dice roll.
Total of 5.
It was a 5 plus a 5.
Agdon...
So it was a 10.
Cuts a backflip dodging this blast. You fire a... He is cursed.
He so also has disadvantage on that dex save.
On which one?
Dex.
So you chose dex. All right. Yeah. So he is feeling much less dexterous. But he does. You do fire the blast, but it's a melee range spell attack, so he doesn't have to save. You just missed, right? You
melee range? It's 120 feet.
No, I'm saying your Eldritch Blast. You're firing it like a laser. He doesn't have to roll to dodge it.
If it's an attack roll.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So you fire a blast at him. He cuts a backflip to dodge it, letting it pass between his two ears when he's above it. But when he lands, you wouldn't expect his foot to slip.
Mm.
But his foot slips a little bit. You can tell that your hex has found purchase on Agdon Longscarf. He's a little bit less dexterous. It feels. And he says, "Oh, seems you've got some magic up your sleeves." Very well. It's now Prince's turn. Unless you're going to move or do anything else.
Nope. Other than get him, boys. That's how it's done.
All right. Prince.
Yeah.
Do as you will.
Yeah.
Tonight.
That's too cool.
I'm going to bonus action Bardic Inspiration myself.
Yeah. How do you produce that music? Or sound.
It's not music.
What is it?
Yodeling.
It's gotta be something.
Well, it's gotta be something.
Inspiration. I'm just gonna do spoken word encouragement to myself.
Like a poem?
Yeah, just like chanting like some old like tabaxi.
Like hymnal, West Side almost. Story, like a musical you're snapping your...
Yeah, but no, I'm gonna step front, just around the connect, like side by side with Rusty, so that I can get a clear line. So while I'm snapping, I'm walking forward.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull out my sling and shoot it upon him.
Where'd you shoot?
My sling.
Your sling. All right, you pull out your sling and fire.
Yep, right at Rusty. Roll it. That is a 20 to hit.
A 20 will hit him.
Excellent. Woo! So that is 4 damage.
All right, he takes another 4 damage.
Mm.
He says, I wish you would all quit shooting those balls at me. Those hurt.
I'll shoot my balls all day long.
Behind you, some of the rabbits go, oh.
That's all I got. That's all I'm doing.
Now... The other folks, these other brigands, they are also going to hop onto the causeway to back up their friend, their master.
Their friend.
Their whatever. Whoever it is. They're getting out of the boat. They feel like they can more appropriately maneuver getting out of the boat and onto the causeway here. And they're going to, that's all they're going to do at this point. They're just getting set up.
Getting out of a boat is not always easy, so no, I can see that.
Yeah. Now it's Eric's turn. What will you do, Eric?
I'm going to do, as a bonus action, I'm going to do Hunter's Mark, which is basically Hex, but does 1d6 of damage. But instead, I get advantage of Wisdom / Perception / just Wisdom and Survival check on whoever I chose, which is going to be one of the Sky Foods. I guess one, since one.
Okay.
And then, as a bonus action, whenever they hit 0 points as a bonus action, I can choose another person.
Do you have to hit them with something for this, or you just choose?
It's a weapon attack.
This Hunter's Mark is?
Yeah, I can just choose them like Dex. I like Hex. I choose them.
Those are two different things up here, I think.
Whenever he hits an enemy with a weapon attack, he deals an extra d6 damage to the enemy.
But this spell is a person within range is under this spell.
Within IC.
Okay. All right, so you cast that on which one?
On number one.
Number one. Visually, how do you do this? You point at them, what do you do?
I just point at them, I guess.
All right, you point at them magically knowing that you have this person Hunter's Marked.
And in a purely audio medium, which a lot of people listen to, they don't watch the thing as much, so that is the sniper that's in the boat closest.
Yes, in the boat that's closest, there are two boats. There's a boat on either side of this long wooden pathway they're standing on. There's water on either side. They don't know exactly how deep. But yes, there's a boat on either side, and they are... John points at the boat that's on the right side, which is now empty except for one sniper.
And then I'm going to hit that sniper that I just chose.
Go for it.
Love the positive attitude.
Alright, that's a 12.
A 12 will not hit. I'm assuming with a longbow?
Mm-hmm.
You knock an arrow and fire it. It sails past the rocking boat, causes you to miss your mark, and the arrow boops right into the water behind it. Unfortunate, like.
And then I guess I'll back up just like 5 feet away.
Back up 5 feet away. Okay. So you're backing up.
All right, and I pass.
Okay.
He's distancing himself.
Next person is going to be Rustus.
Rustus.
And it lasts for 1 hour. So
gotcha.
Cool.
I did not realize that my wizard hat is only usable once per day.
Mm-hmm.
I did. That worked.
Yeah.
It was cool. It
didn't really matter because he could have just gone and got it. But whatever.
As our first turn ends, Agdon's long scarf is billowing in the wind.
I'm going to slingshot at him again.
Okay.
For you.
Shia! 17.
A 17, he lays down Matrix style as their bearing flies over him and in between all of his friends behind him.
Nice. As it
being prone gets an advantage on ranged attacks.
He didn't like actually lay on the ground.
No, I know. I'm just trying to be funny.
He lays down Matrix style and then fires his own.
Catches the bullet. that it throws
it. That's back. It? No movement, no nothing?
No.
No posturing?
No.
Okay.
I have an idea slash concept. Rusty needs to have a shield that has a slingshot in the top of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because
you got your shield on.
Yeah. Next on the list is going to be the snipers. The snipers are now going to shoot one at each of you. One for Rusty and one for Prince. They're going to shoot Rusty first. Sniper one is aiming for Rusty. He fails. Another crossbow bolt sails past him. But the crossbow bolt that is fired at Prince is a natural 20.
Yeah, Josh, there's no elastic, so I imagine this is a kind of sling.
You take 8 damage. This blunt crossbow bolt hits you right in the collarbone.
Ow.
As it bounces off.
You're going to feel that one.
Hitting the wooden causeway. This time, it is now Agdon's turn. He is running back into your group. I'll show you the meaning of haste, he says.
Can you see him?
You can't see him. No, Rusty can't see him at all.
Here he comes again.
I should not have even attacked at him.
Would you say you were firing at where you assumed he would be? You're smart enough to know that if he was in the water, you'd be able to tell.
Yes. It was a wild shot.
He runs back into the group, passing in here towards you. He's very confident he is, as his billowing scarf flies behind him. He turns and he says, I've already blinded you. Maybe next I'll go for the cat. And he tries to brand you. He swings at you at least once, Prince. He rolls a
critical error.
15, a 15 to hit.
Dexterity disadvantage, right? Or something like that.
Disadvantage on, wait, what? Saves? Or everything ability with Hex? Young Joshua?
What's that now?
With Hex, is it... What's
he has disadvantage on ability checks.
Ability checks.
Yeah.
So that's not a weapon thing.
Yeah.
Target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. Right. Dexterity.
Right. So that would be like if he tried to stun it.
Yeah. Yes. That's true. So, he's hits you one time, dealing... God, so hard. Yikes, this is...
3d6.
I'm going down.
8.
Yeah, I'm going down. I'm already done. You don't need to do anything.
Okay. I'm done. He brands you one time in the chest. You fall back onto the wooden slats, passed out a little bit. But
are you down to nothing?
Yeah, I'm unconscious.
You're stable. He is not seeking to murder you, even though it is a brand, I guess. With a brand, right? I mean, it just you've passed out from the pain of being burnt in the chest. It was a 1-2 punch, so that's he brands you, and he says, well, I'm close enough. He turns around and tries to jam Rusty again.
Right in the bun.
And he's invisible to you, so I'm going to give an advantage on that attack. Good thing, because well, for him, because he crit failed the first roll.
Nice.
Next time, he rolled a 16?
Nope. No, dude.
He fails. You're able to somehow, Prince falling onto the wooden plank, shaking the planks, he tries to jab Rusty, but he's unable to.
I know, Nooker.
As,
Nooker just does that.
The old Nooker. And he's.
I had no idea what he said.
angry about not being able to get anything from you this time, he goes to reach in your pocket again, rolling with disadvantage. To steal a trinket, he fails again to grab something, and he says, I really want something out of your pockets, little man.
I'm broke.
Yeah.
Since his scarf is 15 feet long, right, may I use a reaction to grab it?
Why, yes, John. You may use a reaction smart cookie. To grab it.
Mm. I did not even think of that. Also, I didn't know it was 15
feet long. He goes to try to leave. He bounces away.
Yoink.
Prince, unable to opportunity attack upon him. Rusty, invisible, can't opportunity attack. He was standing in the middle, close enough to all of you. Mick could opportunity attack if you wish.
I'm gonna yell, Mick, grab the scarf, and I try to do that too.
I think
you're
about to get chased.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I was gonna do the same thing. All right.
So yeah, Eric yells, grab the scarf.
Sleight of hand? What? I just want to grab it and like pull him down at least.
Sure. Roll a roll. You got to roll an attack, I guess. Roll an attack to grab the scarf.
Alright.
That's how you grab things, I believe. He's too fast for you by yourself, but...
He did alert me.
If you've been... If Mick has been alerted...
Strength or dex to grab it?
Or do you want to help him grab it, or do you want to grab it yourself?
I don't know if there's a good attack of opportunity.
So. Oh, you're right. You can't really help him.
So, I guess it'd be like strength to grapple?
It would be just a melee attack, an unarmed attack.
Unless you would have got that.
Unless you try to stab through the scarf or something.
I was really hoping it was going to be at least sleight of hand, because I just...
You just roll strength.
Yeah, it's just strength. So there's no bonuses.
Will you add your...
a two?
Your proficiency.
I don't think I'm getting much with two.
Unfortunately,
so.
The scarf
I'm not proficient with
is too fast for you to grab this time. But he hops back towards his group, but now he's a little bit cocky. He doesn't go quite as far away. When the brigands behind Agdon begin to move and come down towards him to back him up, he says, "No, no, no, no! I've obviously got this by myself. Let's see what they'll do." And they all grumble.
"Oh man, we wish we could beat those guys up. My club hadn't seen action in so many days, except for that one time."
So, they're going to pass their turn, and it's now Mick's turn.
It's a my go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one, I'm gonna call Dez back towards where we are.
Okay.
And so he'll come this way. I am going to use Silent Image, which I can cast at will.
Okay.
I can see him.
You can?
I put my doggone 15-foot cube right on top of his big bunny head.
Okay.
And now they can see him.
Hey, yo.
All right.
Got
it. Are you able to recreate a one-to-one all the time?
Create an object, create an image of an object or creature or something, some visible phenomenon that is no larger than a 15-foot cube. Appears as a spot within range, which is 60 feet, lasts for 10 minutes. I can use my action to cause the image to move to any spot within range. As the image changes location, you can alter its appearance so that moon appears natural for the image.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff. So I basically make like a movie.
I mean, he could just have like a static image of a bunny that kind of floats around.
Yeah. It could just be like a potato sack float. I mean, but yeah, like I point out where he is.
Gotcha. I'll say is, yeah, as long as he's still, you're able to lock into his thing. But as far as like doing like a, you know, a movie that's capturing him.
So he'll still have advantage on attacks and stuff against me since I can't see it.
You can see him. Right? You know where he is.
Yeah.
You know where he is. So like on my action, I can point out to you he is there.
Yeah.
And until his action rolls back around again, if he moves somewhere, then when I come back around to me, I can move.
Cool. I like it. Very cool. So an image appears. And a static, unmoving image of almost eerily unmoving appears before you. Agdon reappears. You may react to that in whatever way you wish. But
there he is. All right.
Can you see him now?
I can. That's cool.
Right. Yeah, right? All right, now we got to get him.
All right. What else you got for us? Anything?
Can I... I can't do a healing potion, can I?
I think it takes an action, doesn't it?
I think so.
Suck down.
But it says I can use silent image at will. What do you think?
Well, what is silent image?
It would be an action.
Down, Wanda.
It is an action.
Yeah. So at will just means it doesn't cost you
dummy.
Right. Bonus action, I can try Eldritch Blast. Mm.
Sure.
Let's hit it. All right. I'm going to do this because them dice are... 13.
He definitely gets out of the way again and dodges your Eldritch Blast.
Sorry, boy.
You boys are too slow!
That's all I got. Who next in the stack?
Eric, it is now your turn.
Oh, okay.
He said he was going to do it by himself. Little does he know that's a bad idea.
I'm going to go... Oh, I said thought he did it on his mark.
It's a pretty good idea for
us. Oh, wasted.
It's about to be a
I'm gonna go try to kill that sniper, number one.
They're staying out of it until the fight.
So, therefore I can't attack him?
I mean, you can.
You can. You can do whatever you want.
You're gonna drag him back into combat.
Just shoot.
Yeah.
shoot grenades.
Alright. I'm gonna try to kill that man.
Alright. How are you gonna do it?
With my longbow.
Alright. You gonna try to put an arrow in?
Nope. Absolutely. He's gonna stab him with it. Sideways. Okay. Throw it. What happened?
It's a 7. Automatic miss.
Oh.
Alright, your longbow again flies past him, landing in the piece of the wood that he stands upon behind him.
Kerfunk
says, I'm too fast, I'm too fast!
So, this spell requires a component, which I honestly think Rusty might actually have. Hmm. It's not listed in my inventory, but a bit of pork rind or butter.
It's actually grease from your armor that you've been, like...
That's good, because I cast the spell grease. In the area where Josh set up his image.
Okay.
So, slick grease covers the ground in a 10-foot square, and when the grease appears, each creature standing in its area must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or fall prone. The creature that enters the area or ends its turn there must also succeed or fall prone.
Alright, so a 10-foot square, you said?
Yep.
You got greased.
Get greased.
Right there, right around him.
Does any grease stick to him? Will he become visible if he falls in it?
That's you can see question. His feet standing in the grease.
Okay.
Okay.
Now he makes a dexterity saving.
Yeah. Real, visually, how do you make the grease appear? I want to know.
I feel like if it's really grease from my armor, just like stick my hands in both pits and just like fling my hands out and launch like a blob of grease in that direction.
You can hear him say, "What is this?"
He's got some stank.
But
to it.
With ability checks, that means he's going to have disadvantage on this, right? Because he's been hit.
Yes. Rusty, you took a shower.
I didn't wash my armor.
I saved it. I've been saving it for weeks.
All right. So with disadvantage, he rolled a 15. Against what? Your spell save?
Yeah. What it is? Oh, it's a 13. No!
Sure. So what happens if he's got... So grease, he rolls it as soon as it appears on him, right?
Yeah, and he'll roll it when he starts his turn.
Okay, gotcha.
And he'll roll it if he ends his turn there.
Okay, gotcha. So now, he's starting his turn.
Cool.
Unless you're going to move.
No.
Okay, so he begins
to... I can't do a bonus action cantrip, can I? Zenus?
No. Only if the cantrip is a bonus action.
That's what I mean.
Grease.
Grease is an action.
Let me check real quick.
I feel like I'm the DM who doesn't know any moves.
You just feel
that's good.
It's okay.
Ain't no big.
I'm here to facilitate fun.
Mm-hmm. We're just here to have fun. I'm here to intimidate people. That's why. Just here.
It's true.
Give me 2 seconds.
Give me two seconds, Mister.
It's an action. I can do it.
So Agnon begins his turn. He says, "This is nasty," and he's gonna come out and do the same thing. He's moving. He's gonna roll with disadvantage because he's been hexed. He's gonna beat it again though.
Darn
with
it.
His high dexterity. He slips and slides out of the grease and back into the middle once more, and he's gonna redo the things that he did. So first of all, he's gonna say, "How about this fuzzball?" and try to brand you, Fuzzy. He rolls a 14 to hit. That hits?
Meets it, beats it.
Alright. 3. You take 8 damage. Real quick, from the brand, he brands you right between your pectorals, and immediately, he disappears.
Not the nips.
And he says, "What about you, old timer?" Do you look like an old man right now?
No.
Okay, what about you, regular-looking fella? And he stabs his thing at you as well.
I look like the most average person ever.
Regular-ass dude.
Dice. Man.
What a dice
the
do?
One time the villain actually just rolls high all the time.
What did you?
25. He nice. Stabs you again. You are now he is now invisible to you. 6. 9. He does 9 damage as he brands you.
That's more.
Does he want to steal
any more?
Like he just attacked.
Huh?
Does he want to steal like last time?
Yes. He does attempt to steal from you again.
I'm so sorry.
Stop helping God.
The teacher wasn't going to check the
homework. Hey, he crit failed again.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he has disadvantage, so he doesn't he doesn't steal any from you. He reaches in, he says, "Why don't you have anything in them pockets, Fuzzball?"
Because I'm a loser.
And then he...
I lose things.
He says,
"What?" I have string, but he wants string.
No, he's going to reach in your pockets next, big fella. He says, "Well, I don't know. I'm going to go stand over here. Since I'm invisible to you all, I'm going to see what y'all attempt." And he stands over here away from you as his blue thing billows in the wind. He goes past you, Rusty, which again, also, he is invisible to you. So.
Only to sight, though, right?
It is now Mick's turn.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Cool. How far away was Dez? Like, how far was Robert?
Robert was, probably 100 feet away.
Cool!
He's back? Okay.
I'm gonna hit him with Eldritch Blast.
Alright, because you can see through his eyes.
I can see clearly now.
Excellent. So the bird returns, and he doesn't know about the bird.
It's a 13 to hit. Dang it!
You fire again, and he says, "How adorable!" as he cuts another backflip that you can't see, and lands on the deck.
So, did the grease thing work out?
It's still there, but he didn't go back into the grease. He's currently without grease.
Okay, action. I'm going to see where, because we can see each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to see where he is at, and I'm going to uncork and just, place it in his mouth and drink it out.
Okay, health potion?
It's a health potion. All it's right. A healing elixir, which I was fortunate enough to make before we went to sleep. 2d4 plus 2, regular health potion. Yeah. That is you. Well, I got it right here. I can roll it up.
2d4 plus
6.
Hey. You get 6 health points back.
Take it.
As you lay flat, face down on the wooden thing.
Now, I was unconscious. Does that mean that I still can't see him?
You still can't see him.
Hey, Prince, we could kind of use you here. No time for napping, man. Yeah, come on. Wake up.
It is now your turn, Prince.
Welcome back.
Oh yeah, does your illusion thing work now, since you can see?
I had to use an action to move it.
Okay.
But I can see.
I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay. Your wounds are being cured. This whole thing is happening in about 30 seconds while you're all standing on this these planks. No movement has yet occurred.
Lots of movement, but...
Well, yeah, none from you guys.
Alright, so that means I gain another 6 HP.
Okay, excellent.
I can't see him?
You can't see him.
Well, that's my action. That's all I got. I don't have any bonus actions.
Okay.
That's it.
No movement or anything? Stay in the same spot?
Yeah, because I can't ready an action.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sticking in the same spot. Sounds good.
You want to stand up again?
Yeah, I'll stand up.
Okay. Whoa. The man stands. Next is going to be Eric.
The stand hands.
Eric, what you doing?
I am going to, I guess, try to... Is it possible that since he's, right in front, I can just try to shoot right in front of me? Or disadvantage, try to kill him-ish?
Hit him? I mean, yeah, he's been speaking the whole time, yeah. So you can maybe try to echolocate right in front of yourself and roll with extreme disadvantage.
Extreme disadvantage?
Nah, there's only one type, I just said it out loud.
Two.
Okay, you fire your bow again and it veers off and sinks into the water, unfortunately. You're gonna have to do better than that!
Gosh, you are getting really annoying.
he says, and this is getting pretty embarrassing for you guys. Rusty, your turn.
Okay, so...
Unless you want to move.
Okay.
Or do a bonus action,
whatever. I don't think I can.
Okay.
So, you can decide how to do this. I see that he's in the middle, but Rusty doesn't know that.
Right.
So Rusty is going to internally flip a coin.
Well, I mean, he's been speaking. He has come. You felt him move past you ever since this illusion has been made.
You'll see what I mean, though.
Sure. Okay.
So the thing is 10 feet wide, right? Two blocks. Mm-hmm. So I have a 5-foot reach area.
Yeah.
I am going to just run with my arms out like this down nice. One side of it.
Nice.
Unless you will let me do the middle and so that way there's no space that he can escape.
That's fine. Why can't you do the middle?
Yeah, 5-foot recoup.
I'm gonna just run, and if I run into him, I wanna tackle him into the grease.
Okay. Alright, you're gonna run directly down the middle.
We gonna wrestle.
Fortunately for you, is exactly where he is.
Cool.
So you collide with him. And now you have to roll strength.
Strength is my is my boy.
To attack him.
Yeah.
Nobody said this is a perfect Bane
Come
moment.
On, baby. I need a good roll.
It's under the paper.
Oh, God.
Oh, do it. What is it?
It's a 17 plus 2.
Yes! That's a hit! You got him!
I got him.
You roll, you run directly into him, and you wrap him in your arms. But
wait,
we still have
are you saying it's a Bane moment? Because
I was really born in the Greek Greeks.
Nobody else had it. I was like, wait, why?
I was born in the Greece.
I was born in it. Born in bad.
Okay. This is now a grapple. If you want to bring him to the ground, you're going to have to win a strength contest.
Yeah. Or, I mean, even if he's right on the edge of the grease, just like pushing him back to activate the grease trap again.
Okay.
Anything.
All right. You definitely push him into the grease. He steps backward whenever you hit him.
Okay. Did you grapple?
He's got a foot in the grease.
Hold I'm grappling to hold on to him, and I guess he needs to make a save to stay standing.
I'm talking you through this. You run into him. Wrap your arms around, and meanwhile, grabbing a piece of his blue scarf, and just everything is wrapped up in your little goblin arms, right? It's like with your face in his crotch,
invisibly.
How do you find a rabbit's wiener? This is a good way.
Not easy.
So now we roll a strength. Now he stepped back into the thing. We're gonna negate the dexterity thing for falling down. You've already grabbed it. I'm going to turn. He stepped into the grease. Instead of giving him disadvantage on his dexterity save to stay upright because you're helping him go down, I'm going to give you advantage on the strength contest because you're pushing, you're thinking and you're pushing him into the grease. All right. So,
but there's also two things. There's him falling down and there's me staying held on to it.
Right.
So,
I'm picturing you're falling down.
Gotcha.
So he's you staying holding on to him. That's really what a tackle really is. You all falling down and bringing someone with you.
Gotcha.
And you're a little heavy metal guy, and he's a rabbit, so you get advantage.
I get advantage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is you pushed him into the grease, so you get advantage.
Oh no!
I caught it. 13.
7.
Yes,
you got him. He falls down into the grease. And he says, "What the?" As you hold on to him.
You're in my world now.
Not your world. And I got friends on the other side. So you've grabbed him now. You're both in the mud. This is where it's going to become important. You're holding on to him.
It becomes important now?
It's his turn to try to get out of this thing. Try to get out of your grip.
Wait.
What?
What happens when the branding iron lands in grease?
Is the grease disappears?
I don't think it disappears.
It does ignite if you put a flame to it, so that's up to you.
Is he still
holding?
Is
how Rusty dies, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
The grease is... I forgot about the brand.
I can take it.
As he flops down... He says, "Oh no!" But he is falling. You've tackled him and he's falling, so there's going to be a chance that the brand doesn't land in the grease.
Okay.
Just a chance, because you are on a narrow pathway.
And his hand is injured. I've already hit his hand once.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll fling it.
So, how about this? I'm going to roll a d20.
Okay.
Anything under 10, we got grease. We got brand grease combo.
Grease fire.
Anything between 10 and 15, his hand lands with the brand over the side.
All right.
15 or above, he's disarmed. He falls down. What the? His arm slaps against the side. His brand, you can hear it thunk on the wooden sidewalk thing that you're standing on. But you also hear the end of it has dropped into the water. There are no flames yet. But now... He seeks to get out of your grasp.
Didn't matter. I looked it up. Grease cannot be ignited. I thought it could.
Oh, okay. He seeks cool, now to get out of your grasp, but you're rusty. And you're holding rusty. On. Another strength. Are you trying to hold on to him?
Yeah.
Another strength check. Do you also... You're welcome... So, everyone just saw you run and then probably grab onto him and then you have slammed into the thing. Yeah. But if you want to try to roll onto him, it's another strength contest.
I'm trying what?
Hold on to him, keep him from getting up.
Oh yeah. I want to make sure that nobody's seen him.
Okay.
Hold him. I mean, what are my other options? He's gonna try and get up either way.
Yeah. He's trying to get out.
Oh yeah. I think I got this. Hopefully.
17.
18.
You got got him! You got him! You're holding on to him! He says, what is this? Let me go! Let me go, I say!
Not so fast now, are you?
At this point, at this point, the rest of you know that he's been captured, right? You can see them. You can hear him laughing. You can hear him saying, let me go. The brigands are confused. The other guys, the guys in the back, they're like, well, is he, I don't know, does he want any help? Does he still want us to help him? I don't want him to beat me like last time. So they don't do anything. They're confused. It is now Mick's turn.
Okay. I'm going to take a second. What's the dude's name? It's
Agdon Longstreet.
Agdon. What's with the attack? Why are you attacking us?
Let me go! Get me out of this! Get this greasy creature off me!
Yeah, good luck with that. Why are you attacking us?
Get him off!
Why are you attacking us?
Fungus.
You've got 6 seconds for you to keep going with
open. Yeah, that's about all I got right there. So, okay. I'll do the old Eldritch Blast.
You run the risk of hit. You run the risk. I can take it.
You also have disadvantage.
I do have disadvantage. Wrong? Wrong. I got
you. Wait, does he have advantage because he's burned?
No, disadvantage because he's burned.
Hard to hit something with a smaller profile.
Oh, okay.
But cool.
Melee gives you advantage.
Easy to beat something up that's on the ground.
That is true. I tell you what. I'm just going to take silent image and I'm going to move it over all of us who are over here so now nobody can see us. It's just a blank image of the dot. Right.
You're now invisible. Yeah, you hear people, where'd they go? I'm confused.
Well, in case anybody wants
invisibility
to...
Invisibility sucks.
Start flying things this way. So.
Flying and invisibility just make combat aid.
Oh, that's the other two are going to say, invisibility sucks, doesn't it?
Oh no!
And that would have been like, that
would probably can't see them.
I'll leave it like that. I'll leave it like that.
Okay. Prince, what shall you do?
I'm gonna walk over to him.
Okay.
When I get to the grease, though, I want to like drop to all fours and like crawl up. I'm gonna pull out my dagger, my plus one.
I'm gonna move the edge of the thing like right because it's only 15 feet. I'm gonna move it like right to the edge of where he's at.
Okay.
I'm gonna stab him.
He's being restrained.
My parts.
You have advantage on the stab, even though he's invisible.
To get extra because he's prone now too.
With advantage.
Yeah.
No. What?
21.
Hey.
What changed?
Bardic inspiration.
There's been 10 minutes. Nice. Okay.
21 to hit.
All right. So you jam the knife down into him and. Visible blood begins to leak out of an invisible body, and he says, okay, I give up! Everybody get back, please! Just let me go! I promise I'll let you sleep! Let me, I surrender!
9 damage. I'm gonna, like, lean down towards the blood. I am stabbing to kill.
Oh, Lord!
Is this Zenas or Prince?
Well, Prince was just knocked unconscious. He's pretty pissed.
That's true.
Also, Prince kind of wants to eat one of these things.
All right.
A rabbit?
Yeah.
He continues saying, please, let me go, I promise. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were so powerful. Please.
How many more stabs do you think you can take?
Prince.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
He said he wouldn't attack us if we let him go.
Boys, stand back. Don't harm these fellows, please. Let me go.
I kind of don't want to let him up.
Oh, okay.
You start carving stuff.
Just don't hit nothing sensitive back there.
We were asking, why'd you attack us?
It's what we do. We steal from passersby. That's what... Bavlona saved me from a life nailed to a tree, and now... As long as I give her the first thing that we steal from everyone, she lets us do what we want.
Aye, where's Bavlona?
She's in downfall. I'll get some men to give you a boat. I'll point you in the right direction.
We're into that.
I thought we were into
that. That sounds pretty good, but how about you just don't steal stuff anymore and I won't nail you to this porn.
Okay, I promise. I won't steal anything ever again.
Cool.
You are much faster than me. Also, this very stinky goblin was fast too.
I took a bath. You're in luck.
You just barely passed grace on that one.
You would already be dead.
Can we see him? It's like that one off where we can still...
No.
You I'm going to slap around for his face and feel the crown.
That's my face! That's
I'm
my
face! I'm going to like slide my hand up and pull the crown off.
You hear him go...
Brand! Brand! The brand! Get the brand!
Put my crown on. Give me a weapon.
Oh, okay! Yeah, sure!
Did he toss it in the water? Oh, he's still holding
it.
Yeah, oh, okay.
He's holding on to it. He lifts it up and lets go of it. And hands it to you. Immediately as he lets go of it, it gets cold.
The effect then?
Just get a whale on somebody. Bro.
When the brand got cold, he became visible.
Hey, there he is.
I'm cold.
Okay, so you gonna let us go?
I have a question. What kind of valuables you got on you?
I would like some armor.
I'll go check. Come with... Boys, stand back. Go, all of you guys leave and go prepare a skiff for our friends here.
I like it.
I'm gonna help him up. I'm gonna help him up. Cast cure wounds.
I'm still stuck to him, I guess. I'm a climb off of it. Are we out of combat?
Can you're out of combat.
Make actions? Okay, cool. I'm going to let go of him.
He gets all my health back.
Okay. As you heal him, your hands on him?
I want to, like, lightly put my claws into his shoulder as we walk along, and that's what he
does. Again, whenever you put your hands on him, he goes... you can feel you can also hear the hole in his lung heal up.
Clerk.
I'll drop some those pockets.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. I need to make a... I'm not really trying to be stealthy. I just want to feel around in the pockets.
Sure.
And I'm going to drop the invisibility cube around me and Eric.
Okay.
It's still up. It's just not... It's opaque.
You can get out of my pockets. All the valuables are in the stump. You can have my shield, though, if you wanted.
What? The stump? You my got shield? All your limbs. What are you talking about, the stump?
The stump ahead of us.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
I let go of him.
Okay, you want the shield?